This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Ask me what my wife is wearing today.
What is your...
I don't know!
Okay.
106.5 The End.
Intern Kevin is here. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning.
Now, I don't know if Wake Up Call listeners know this, but you have been managing your foodie Instagram account for a while. Go ahead and shout it out for us.
Kevin Eats It All.
Now, tell us about how you've been building this account up.
Okay, so I've been just taking a whole bunch of pictures and just posting it for my own entertainment, but then recently it has been popping off where I'm getting followers from, like, the Bay Area, L.A., Seattle, like, all around the world. They all follow my Instagram. And then we've been chatting. We connect through food. And then some of them are really cute. So I was like, oh, my God, this is the perfect opportunity to just slide into someone's DMs and possibly find a mate.
Huh. Oh, wait, that took a turn.
Oh,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah, wow. So wait, this is not the direction I thought it was going to go.
So you're getting followers from all over major metropolitan areas on the West Coast?
Yes.
Really? You only have 700 followers on this account.
That is, when you started saying 700, I thought you were going to say 7. That's way more than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. And Katie's shocked it's that high.
Yeah, that's a lot, Kevin.
That's a lot for an account I just started.
Yeah, and
he didn't just start this. He started a while ago.
He just started really doing something with it. I mean, I think these followers are relatively recent because I feel like I was like one of the second or third people to like it, and that wasn't that long ago.
Now, what's the account? Kevin what?
Kevin Eats It All.
Okay, so Kevin Eats It All is Intern Kevin's foodie account. Now, Kevin, first of all, you put a picture up here of Chicken McNuggets.
Well, does that really count?
Is that
as
a foodie account?
Is that a foodie thing? That's a hype thing. It just came out. You guys don't know about the foodie culture. It is a whole new community.
Foodies are not new.
Nor chicken nuggets.
They're very nice.
A foodie would never consider a chicken nuggets food.
Like, what's the hype?
It just came out. The chicken nuggets.
Okay,
everybody wants to try it.
Okay, but Kevin, you also chicken put up nuggets. A picture. You also put up a picture of Kraft mac and cheese. Like,
it's Kevin eats it all, Rain.
I love when you yell at that.
But is this you recommending Kraft mac and cheese? Actually, let me read the caption. Kraft mac and cheese just hits different.
Yes, it's so good. Do you guys not crave Kraft mac and cheese?
Okay.
If you read the comments, so many people related to me, and this is why I love the foodie community, and I feel like I'm going to find the love of my life here.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that back up, because I would rather talk about how are you using this to trick women into sleeping with you, dating you? What is your goal here?
Probably dating, then leading up to sleeping.
Because you're a man, you're a gentleman.
Yes, I want to date first.
Okay, so how are you doing this?
I slide in their DMs with food puns.
With food puns?
Uh-huh.
Give us a food pun.
Like, I would hit on them like, let's see, you're the apple in my eye.
But you've never met them.
No.
So okay,
this is fun.
So you're just using, okay.
And then
else?
Sometimes when it gets serious, I'll be like,
but when it gets serious,
I can't wait to scramble your eggs.
Ew.
Oh my God. And then like, oh my gosh, are you more of a hot dog or hamburger?
I don't think
because I need the buns for my sausage.
Oh, boy.
Kevin. And it's been going well. They laugh. They love it.
Okay.
I feel like I have some connections with some people in L.A., okay. New York,
yeah.
Seattle.
So this has been working for you.
Mm-hmm.
How many
not
dates
locally, have, though.
Oh,
but
not locally.
Like, other people from other states and cities, they love
Can I
fun.
See some of those DM exchanges?
They're private.
They are. Okay. Here's one thing that I do find concerning.
That he's sexually harassing women?
I'm not sexually...
Yeah, that's obvious.
Strangers.
Right, yeah.
There aren't really any pictures of you.
Yeah, it's a food account, Katie.
Okay, but how are these women going to fall in love with you if they don't even know what you look like?
They fall in love with my personality.
Right.
My interest in food.
Okay.
My aesthetics of my Instagram and my talking to them.
Mm. Now, have you ever heard of any stories of people falling in love with other... bloggers this way?
Oh.
No, but I mean, who?
So you're going to be the first.
Yes.
Okay, so when you say that once things start getting serious and then you want to scramble a girl's eggs, by the way, women have eggs.
Yeah,
so
I know. That's the funny part of it. You scramble it.
It makes
you're inside.
You sound like you're going to give me a hysterectomy.
I don't know what that is, okay. But that sounds delicious.
Sounds delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.